Let's see. So just a couple other items to confess. This is huge. In our world, the world does not practice this. Think about others you have talked to about the situation. Comparing your speech to the commandment on not bearing false witness, how have you sinned? So we won't look up these passages, but just reference for you that if you're in a conflict with someone, is it appropriate to share that with anyone else? Let's say, you know, there's been a sin that's happened. Why or why not?
Generally, it's something that doesn't involve.
What's that?
It's something that shouldn't involve others.
Yeah.
Because it can spread that way.
Okay, Lindy says you really shouldn't share it with other people because it can spread. Thoughts on that, or what do you think? Agree, disagree?
Well, I think sometimes you need to share with someone.
Okay.
Wow. Was I wrong?
Okay.
You know, should I have done something different?
Okay. Ruth says it's good to share with other people because then you can get counsel. And what do you guys think about that? So the Bible kind of says go directly to the person and keep it between the two of you. Ruth's saying I should get counsel because then I can talk to other people. What do you guys think about that? That's kind of like isn't that kind of like a struggle there? What do you guys think about that? Linda's got her hand up. Linda Sherman.
I think that's important. If you feel helpful, and I think you would know coach.
Yeah.
You should definitely go to the gossip in the town and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just we need to go to help you. To get help.
Okay. Linda shares it's important to get help from someone in your situation to go share. Okay. The problem. Anyone on the other side that says, I need to just keep it to that person?
I think it depends on the circumstances.
Okay.
Generally, I don't think that it
yeah.
It's
right.
A situation like this. Mm-hmm. It's the father and the son. So it's the mother. It doesn't need
it. Yeah. So, all right. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. Isn't it fun when the pastor plays devil's advocate? Yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, yay. Oh, he shouldn't do that. All right. So if you go to a third party, do you think that third party has been tainted towards that person at all? Or do you think they can be completely objective and unbiased? You think so? Okay. All right. Just encouragement that the eighth commandment is pretty much asking, keep it between you and the person. Okay. Yep. Jonathan.
Can you think of a counter example?
Yep. Please.
Postal kids are playing near your house and accidentally break your window.
Yep.
Are you then expected to resolve the situation without weighing the parents' family?
Yep. Well, what you shouldn't do is call your neighbor down the road and say, "Hey, those terrible kids came and out." Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I think they're don't. Yeah, I think that's a great example. Jonathan brought up a good example that do you keep if kids were to break something. You'd probably have to bring their parents into the discussion in some manner. That'd just be appropriate. But, oh boy, you know how we teach this with the kids, the eighth commandment? Do you know what I do with the kids for eighth commandment? All right, I get a tube of toothpaste. So if you remember anything today, just remember tube of toothpaste. And I give them all a tube of toothpaste. And I put a paper plate down and I tell them this. Squeeze that tube till it's empty. And they get so excited. It's like the funnest thing they've ever done. And so they go at it. They're like, boom, you know, and they're like hitting, you know, they like to hit each other. They get most of it on the plate. And so after they've had their fun for about 30 seconds unloading the tube of toothpaste, my next statement is this, put it back in. What does that have to do with sinning by defaming someone else?
There's no way you can take back one.
You can't take it back. Yep. Someone's reputation could be the most valuable thing that they have, and by ruining that, that could really... For some people, they'd rather have their car ruined. So strong words here, just strong, strong stuff here. So as we're confessing, we're not just confessing the act, but then Matt may need to confess that he went and said some bad things about his parents, maybe on the side, that would need to be confessed as well. So, by the way, 40 or 50 years ago, the idea of going to a counselor, that you didn't do that. You were probably, in the Lutheran church, you're probably trained, do not do that. Go directly to the person. But today the role of counseling has become a very large thing. And so it's very easy to confess, and which is good. There's importance, but there's been a shift in that over the last 40 or 50 years, for sure.